Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzo's Autonomous Zone, episode 185, recorded on Friday, August 25th, 2017, and day 25 of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. And it's about 6 o'clock. It's Friday afternoon. Work's done. I'm outside. You're probably going to hear some dog background noise, hopefully. Not too bad, as they run back and forth and decide that anyone who wants to walk outside our yard, would you calm down in their own yard or on the walking on the road? We basically live on a big circle, maybe half, three quarters of a mile, something like that. A lot of people in the neighborhood walk the circle or run it occasionally. And, you know, the dogs don't like that. So you may hear some dog background noise. If so, sorry about that. But it was funny. I was sitting down and just thinking about, I was going to try and get this podcast out fairly quickly before Friday evening got late, instead of doing the, 11:35 podcast. And I was going to say something about how cool it was going to be that, exactly a week from now, we'd be in Atlanta and Dragon Con would be kind of starting up and it would be fun. And I mean, that's technically true. But the thing is, it's not a week from now. It's boom. It's there. It's 6 days from now, this time on Thursday. So 6 days from now, actually we'll have been in Atlanta for most of the day. We'll get up sometime, probably leave. Well, might not have been there most of the day. I expect we'll probably get there around three, something like that. Make it easy to check in and all that stuff. But yeah, so that's the thing about Dragon Con. It's over and you it takes you a week and a half to recover, and then you're kind of moping for a little while because it's, another year away. And then it fades in the background as other stuff, we get into the holidays and fades in the background a little bit. And it's one of those things, it's off on the horizon and, it's coming back, but it's never going to get there. And then, oh boy, somebody's walking in the neighborhood. Then you finally get back into the spring and into summer. And after 4th of July, then the next big holiday is Labor Day. You got a little while, you got 7 or 8 weeks. And then all of a sudden, boom, it's where we're starting to get to now. It's like, it's time for Dragon Con, This time next week, we'll have been there a day. I mean, heck, I know people. Heck, I think I know people who come down on Tuesday. That actually, most of the people I know that live in Atlanta and, for whatever reason, just take it off. I definitely know people that check it on Wednesday. So it is just about here. I've got a project that I'm working on for work that, hopefully they should get everything resolved, early next week, because they got me till Wednesday and I will be handing it over to somebody else. This is the vacation that I'm serious about. even though I do work in the CNN Center, so I can, if there was an emergency, I would just walk over to my desk. But I've never had that big an emergency, so I'm excited. Definitely very cool. I think this year, I was just talking to a friend of mine, a former coworker. He worked with me at Turner for years, and he since moved on, but still lives in Atlanta. And we get together as often as possible when I'm down there anyway. And we've kind of made it a semi-tradition to get together. We missed last year, but for the past few years, we've gotten together sometime on usually Thursday, sometimes Friday, but usually Thursday of Dragon Con. He knows my wife, and we have lunch or something. And he's not working downtown as much anymore, so we've decided to go on Thursday for dinner to Battle and Brew, which is a really cool restaurant / gaming place in just north of 285 on Roswell Road. So it's actually not that far. It's not that bad to get to. Even though that'll probably be traffic time, we might take MARTA and then Uber over from the closest MARTA station. I haven't decided yet. But Thursday night we're gonna go meet my buddy Lee at Battle and Brew, it's a restaurant. They have nice food. They have a nice bar, they make good drinks, they have a lot of craft beers. all that sort of stuff. And then it's also a gaming center. They have board games. They have console games that you can rent by the hour for a group of people. And they have these, like, pods of computers. It's probably, they'll have one kind of round table with, either, I think it's six. See, there's six or eight computers around it, gaming computers. And there's three or four sets of those. There's around 20, maybe more. I can't remember. Should have counted them up. That people can sit down at, and you can rent time on these machines and play, you know, it's typically online games, you know, League of Legends, Dota 2, Overwatch, Smite, you know, most of those big, World of Warcraft, all the, I think you can play all the Blizzard games. They just kind of pre-install them, and so you log into the computer, and then you log into your own account for one of those games, and it's just everything's set up and patched and usually ready to go. So you can go there and you can, you know, have dinner, and then you can spend a couple hours playing World of Warcraft with somebody who's either sitting right next to you or somebody who's, you know, halfway across the country or the world. You know, kind of gamer-friendly geek atmosphere. It's pretty fun. They usually may actually, I need to check the schedule. It's possible they're having a Dragon Con party that day. I didn't even think about that before. Lee recommended it, suggested it, and I was like, oh yeah, sure. But they usually have a Dragon Con. They usually close the place down usually Friday through Monday for Dragon Con, because all of them, they help run the, I think it's the LAN gaming track, at Dragon Con. They for years now, I assume they're still doing it this year, they closed the place down, but I think they should be there on Thursday. Now that I'm talking about this, I need to go and check that schedule. I think they might be having their, they have periodic, like cosplay, dress-up parties, such stuff, and I think it's usually Wednesday. I don't know, I need to check that, because if it's Thursday, we ain't going there on Thursday, because that's going to be crazy. That place is insane during the Dragon Con party. They do like Dragon Con trivia and all sorts of crazy stuff. So, last year, I think it was Thursday that we went to Gibney's, with like Dave Slusher and Craig Stepp and Chuck Tomasi. And I can't remember who all was there. Clinton. I'm not sure if Clinton might've been there. Anyway, a bunch of the podcasting guys. We will be around during the afternoon. If you guys want to go to, Gibney's a little earlier. Well, and as I have determined here, our schedule may change anyway. But also, if anybody's interested in going to Battle and Brew, just check, you know, you can check it out. I think it's battleandbrew.com online. But if you look at Battle and Brew in Atlanta, it'll show up. If anybody's interested in going, if we do go on Thursday night, if it's not, like I said, if it's not going to be packed wall to wall with people getting ready for Dragon Con, anybody's welcome. It's a fun little place. So I think that'll be it for today. So like I said, this is kind of my reminiscing, because Dragon Con is almost upon us and I'm getting pretty excited. Charlotte has unpacked and reviewed a bunch of our costuming stuff, and I need to make sure this weekend that any little bits, I have some of my little bits are not in the regular costuming things, like 90% of it is, but if there's a few little bits that I need to carry myself, I need to make sure they get into that. We bought a big new tub with like the handle and wheels and stuff on it. So we're trying to get ourselves down to one costuming tub. So it's a fairly big one, but it's only one, and it makes things easier. So that'll be it for today. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. And my, I looked at it last night and I found a pretty good, all my other social media, Google+, Facebook, you know, Twitter, Goodreads. I saw a pretty good one on there last night. Hold on just one second. I think I have my screen up because I always double check my episode number because I'm absolutely convinced I'm going to get it wrong. Where's another? Amy Street's gone. But my Steam account is linked there, and I'm actually friends with a couple of people here on Steam. My Last FM account is available. My 4.tv, I should turn that one off. Google profile. My Reddit account, which I don't use all that much, but so there you go. Steam, LinkedIn. LinkedIn and Last.fm, that's two good ones. Amy Street was a great music service, but it's gone now. That link I need to fix because it's dead. So there you go. That's it. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0 US, and we will talk to you tomorrow. See ya. Bye.